with Kristen Bry. Jane, how much do you know about solar besides just the headlines that come across your computer?
I don't know enough, and I have many, many questions.
Which is good, that because we have a guest here who can probably answer some of those questions. Our guest for this half hour is Trevor Sumner, who is the president and co-founder of Sun Badger Solar. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Thank you for having me.
Pull that a little bit closer.
Pull it a little closer. There
you go.
Right up there.
So how did you get into the solar game?
I kind of just by chance. Right now he's my brother-in-law, but prior to that, he was my wife's brother. I was dating her. He had an open position at a solar company, and he hired me. And we worked really well together, and we were fairly successful there. And we started our own company about 5 years ago.
Awesome. And so with the... I feel like there's more, the solar, I feel like 5 years ago, like there's probably a lot of changes that have happened as far as adoption of people being more open-minded. Like, is there different in the technology? Like, what have been the big changes in the 5 years since you started the company?
Yeah, probably interest is the big change. So more people now are interested in going solar than ever before. So we've got a lot of homes and businesses that we're working with in southeastern Wisconsin, and we actually serve Minnesota and Illinois as well. I would say that, and then the technology has always been getting better. Every year it gets better and better. And then some of the ways and means that you can go about solar, going solar for your home or your business. So there are some great financing options out there that make it really easy for the traditional homeowner to go solar.
So, because I think trying to bucket these in different things. So there's an opportunity to put solar panels on your house.
Yep.
And that is basically the energy source for your cooling, heating, electricity?
Yep. Yeah, the goal is to produce enough energy to offset your electric bill every year. And then the panels themselves are warrantied for 25 years. So you're hedging your bets for the next 25 years. So that's the way that we design the systems to hopefully produce as much energy as you need for at least 25 years or longer.
So then that's probably just on a bigger scale when we talk about commercial, but this is different than when we see headlines about big solar farms.
Yep.
And so that's more of a public purchase as far as providing energy to an entire area?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. So there's the Dane County Airport project, or there's a project near the airport here too. Those are owned by utilities, those large solar farms. And the whole goal of those is to produce energy at a lower rate than what the utility pays for fossil fuel energy, right? So it's the utility companies investing massive amounts of money and infrastructure into basically, guaranteeing that they have a product to sell in the future, because fossil fuels are finite. But what Sun Badger works on is homes and businesses. So we're talking about if you're ever driving down the street and there's some homes in Waukesha, you can see right on the front that there's some Habitat for Humanity homes as well, where you've got those panels just right on the roof. And what those panels are doing is they're creating enough energy to hopefully offset that customer's home or business's electricity bill.
But Trevor, what happens when the sun goes down?
Then you get really cold and your dishwasher doesn't work. No, that's not what happens. So when the sun goes down, you simply pull from the We Energies grid. So you don't ever disconnect from the grid. That would be very costly and also just a very unstable way of trying to manage your home energy use. But really what you're doing is you're trying to offset your electric bill. You're trying to save money. Most of our customers, their motivation is to save money. And then, of course, the environmental aspects of clean energy. And what we can do is... We can generally have your solar bill, the cost of your solar energy system to be less than what you were paying the We Energies or other utilities that you use. So if you pay We Energies $100 a month right now for power, we can probably get you solar for about $85 a month. So every homeowner or business owner that goes solar saves money, whether it's through tax credits, state rebates, energy costs. There's savings to be had by all.
That's really interesting. And so that's actually in the passing of the Inflation Reduction Act. A big part of that was incentives for solar.
Yep.
And so what have you seen an uptick in your business, or like how does that passing of that bill translate into Wisconsin, like your customers here?
Yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act was a huge win for renewable energy. So on the solar side, what it did was it took the existing tax credit, which was 26% of a purchase. So if you spend $10,000, you get $2,600 back. It increased that from 26 to 30%. So the incentives actually went up. And then the Inflation Reduction Act extended the length of that incentive for 12 years. So it really kind of guaranteed solar energy development for the next decade or so.
Can't afford not to do it.
No, can't. I'm pretty excited about that act.
Yeah, passing. I imagine. And so when you're talking to customers, by the time you talk to either a residential or commercial customer, are they pretty much already sold on the idea of solar? Or are you still dealing with the objection handling of dispelling assumptions or misunderstandings?
I would say now, when I first was in solar about 6 years ago, there was a lot more educating, a lot more myth busting. That still happens today, and Sun Badger prides itself first on being an educator and then second as a solar contractor and solar sales organization. But we are getting more and more customers who are coming to us that are already set on going solar. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for the right product. They're looking for the right contractor that can support them. So they're pretty far along. They might even know the different products out there and the different services, and there's some battery things that they might be aware of as well and educated. So it's really neat to see that.
Yeah. And so what is the range of, like, with your competitors and stuff? Is it different? Are all the products kind of the same as what the panels are? Or is it the difference is installation?
Yeah, there are some small nuances around the panels, and that would be maybe their wattage or their efficiency. We try to use the newest and most efficient products on the market, but some of our competitors in the space, they will use products that are maybe a little bit less efficient. They save money that way. They might be able to pass some of those savings to the customer. The inverter technology, which is the main component of the system, that changes from contractor to contractor. There are a couple of different options out there, and we have one that we very much enjoy working with and we believe in. That's an Enphase product, but that's normally what you would see. And then ultimately, like, the customer experience will be different from contractor to contractor. So we're local to our markets. We do all of our installations in-house, so we don't use subcontractors. So everybody who comes to your home is a Sun Badger Solar employee, and they've trained under our safety and quality protocols, which is really important as well. And we've got an office in Chicago, one in Waukesha here, and another in Minneapolis. And so we can service all those markets.
Nice.
Trevor, for just a regular residential home, a two-story home, nothing fancy like mine, 1,700 square feet, how long does an installation take? Is this a week-long process? Is that, is it a long, agonizing thing?
The physical construction of the project is fairly short, so that would just be a few days. And there's not a huge inconvenience to the homeowner. They mainly work outside on the roof, and they'll try to do it during business hours. Maybe you're at work. So it's not really disruptive. The administrative process is what can take a while and can sometimes be frustrating for customers. And the administrative process is pulling an electrical permit, a building permit. Those are pretty standard. But the one that takes the longest is the utility approval. And so anytime that somebody goes solar, you have to essentially ask the utility for permission to hook it up to their grid, because you are installing it on their grid. So different utilities have different timelines. Some of them have different requirements that can be tougher to work around. But ultimately, we get through all of those, and then we build the solar, turn it on, and everybody's set.
Our guest for this segment is Trevor Sumner, who's the president and co-founder of Sun Badger Solar. So I wanted to play a little bit of a myth-busting game as far as, I think, what seems like are the typical myths about solar. So you can tell us what is true and what is false. I have a feeling they're all going to be false.
But, okay.
Myth number one, solar panels cause fires.
Not true. Well, I suppose if you work with an installer who doesn't know what they're doing and they cross a bunch of wires or something like that. But no, they traditionally do not cause fires. They're very safe to put on your home. We have done over 1,000 installations. I can't think of an example of one that has short-circuited. So I think we're good there.
All right. Solar is too expensive.
So we spoke earlier about being able to basically swap your utility bill with a solar bill. So what we say at Sun Badger is, if you can afford to pay the power company every month, then you can afford to go solar.
Even the upfront investment of getting the panels? Yeah, it offsets so, by the time you get your savings.
Well, so what we use, and what's becoming more and more popular nowadays, is we use a solar lending option. And what it does is it takes advantage of the tax credits and the incentives that are available. So it lets you leverage those incentives and credits. And then it has very aggressive APRs that get your monthly solar payment to be less than your electric bill every time. So again, that scenario, you're paying $100 to We Energies. Why not pay $90 for solar? You save $10 a month. Eventually, you pay that solar off after a number of years, and then you don't owe anybody anything.
There you go. Solar panels will cause damage to my roof.
They are not actually laying on the roof. They are laying on racking that is elevated off of the roof. So anytime that you're seeing those solar panels on homes or businesses, they're not right up against that asphalt shingle. And what we do is we use a flashing that that attaches to the studs in the roof or the structural areas of the roof, and we use a M1 sealant that is environmentally friendly, and we anchor that racking, and then we put those panels on top of it. And then if you need to replace your roof, we can come out, we can take down all of the panels, you can get your roof replaced, and then we can reinstall them.
Got it. All right. New technology will make solar cheaper, so I should wait.
So that is false, and the reason is that the cost of solar in Wisconsin, and recently Renew Wisconsin released a study, it has actually increased over the last 2 years. And for years and years, the cost of solar energy was going down, but it has recently increased due to supply chain issues and the cost of materials and the cost of labor. So it's not a given that it's going to get cheaper. And it's also not a given that it's going to get better. They'll have smaller strides here, but they won't have huge technological leaps like they did in the last 10 years.
And final one, solar panels will cause more harm to the environment when they're thrown away.
So if anyone listening wants to start a business, you should focus on recycling solar panels. There are a couple of businesses out there right now that are making a pretty go of it, pretty big go of it on the national scale. It is going to be a huge revenue creator in another 15 or 20 years when these big solar farms kind of hit their end of life cycle, because there are a lot of precious metals inside solar panels. And if you take them in bulk and you recycle them, there is money to be earned from that. And so.
Great. All right. Well, Trevor Sumner from Sun Badger Solar, thank you so much for teaching us this today. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.